Mexico's ex-president AMLO wants old Trump back, claims U.S. pressure on cartels is political. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on June 5, 2026. Former Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, has come out of retirement by publishing a letter in which he defends his successor, Claudia Sheinbaum, and the cartel-connected politicians singled out by the U.S. government in recent days. In his letter, he calls for the return of the Donald Trump of his first term and claims that the allegations against the members of his Morena party are all politically motivated and aimed at supporting opposition parties. The letter, which López Obrador posted on social media and was republished by many in his party, claims that far-right actors are seeking the return of corrupt politicians to power who will benefit other countries rather than Mexico. Por el bien de todos, que regrese el otro Trump. pic.twitter.com/u2t2c3x7g. Andrés Manuel, at López Obrador underscore, June 4, 2026. In his letter, López Obrador does not directly address the very serious allegations listed in the criminal indictment filed against his personal friend and the governor of Sinaloa, Ruben Rocamoya, nor does he address the various other allegations of cartel ties made public against two other governors and various other Morena politicians. He also does not mention that, as Breitbart Texas has reported, several of the current political leaders of Morena have been linked to cartel money financing and that under the ruling party's watch the violence in the country has spread to historic levels that even false government stats cannot hide. In the letter, AMLO claims that the Trump he met and dealt with during his first term was a reasonable man who was a friend to Mexico, and together they were able to avoid many conflicts. He cited the example of immigration, claiming that together they were able to deal with it, but failed to mention that under his watch, human smuggling and trafficking were enabled by his government and became one of the biggest money makers for cartels, resulting in the humanitarian crisis that was one main issue in Trump's election. AMLO also mentioned that he and the old Trump worked together on markets and tariffs, as well as cattle, but also failed to mention that he was the one who allowed the New World screwworm to enter and spread throughout Mexico. And as Breitbart Texas reported most recently, it has spread to Texas and is threatening the entire ranching economy of the state. AMLO blames the far right for advising Trump during his second term and asks him to reconsider and turn back into the leader that he was in the first term. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.